Vegas Nonstop is owned and produced by Jonathan Scott. All opinions expressed by the hosts or guests are their own and are not endorsed by either radio station management or any of its advertisers.
Welcome to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game, Las Vegas's best sports station and maybe only sports station soon. Joining us in studio, arranger, composer, conductor, and trumpet player, and all around good guy, Lon Bronson.
And Pats fan.
And Patriots fan, yeah. Yeah, we need more gain there. So, and also super fan and author Thomas White.
And Charger fan. And still proud of it.
Sad, ooh. Very sad, man. Photojournalist Heather Vail.
And
are we showing up? Are we anywhere?
Yeah, I showed it.
Oh, you did?
I don't see it.
Oh, where is it? I don't see it. Well, we're showing live. Anyway, if you're near a computer and you see the show, share it, like it. I don't see yet. Maybe there's a little bit of a delay. As there sometimes is, but
technology. What are you going to do about it?
I know. Joining us also in studio will be Jeffrey with a G, who's on an emergency fish business.
It's called a shower.
It's called a.
Yeah, we only hope. This is a really small
room.
Based
on last week, let's really hope.
Also, Lala Markham's joining us back from the back east. Are you showing it on Facebook?
I'm still waiting for it to come up.
Oh, there. Yeah, well, it's showing live, so I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, these two lions were eating a clown. And one said to the other one, Heather,
does it taste funny?
Does this taste funny to you? That's why you didn't do the intro of the show right there. Right there. So anyway, a few things happening around town. We'll get those out of the way. And here's what's happening. Kelly Clinton Holmes, open mic cabaret tonight around 9 p.m. at the Bootlegger. I say around 9 p.m. because there's no downbeat, as you hip musicians say. No downbeat.
I know some of them.
Yeah, you know the music people.
Some hip people, yeah.
At the Bootlegger on Las Vegas Boulevard, some of the best singers in Las Vegas show up at the Italian restaurant to perform. Are you showing it yet? Nothing?
Nope.
No, maybe we should start it again. I don't know.
Well, got it, so obviously it's there.
No?
Well, I shared what you had up.
Yeah, but not the live. Not the live signal. You got to look for the live signal.
I see.
Wednesday. The live. Wednesday, 10:30 p.m.
We have to teach you about technology.
Are you finding it, Heather?
No.
Heather Vail?
It's not there.
It's not there? Maybe we should start it again. I don't know. Wednesday, 10:30 p.m., a Composer's Showcase of Las Vegas at the Smith Center's Cabaret Jazz. If you like original music, Composer's Showcase, produced by Keith Thompson, one of the best shows of every month, call the Smith Center box office for tickets, and you will thank me later. It's really a great show. And Lon performs there. I think the next show with the Lon Bronson also is in March.
16th we are going to do. We're there every month, except for February.
Lala, why don't you push the button, stop it, and start it again. See what's happening there. Friday and Saturday, 7:30 p.m., Las Vegas headliner Frankie Shinta returns from back east to the South Point Hotel and Casino. Frankie plays every instrument that you can imagine, and including the spoons, by the way. And joining Frankie is vocalist Janine Valentine, drummer Pete O'Donnell. If you've never seen Frankie Shinta, buy a ticket, and you're going to see one of Las Vegas's great stars. We recommend Charlie Palmer's Steakhouse at the Four Seasons for the best insider's fine dining deal in Las Vegas. Enjoy a three-course steak dinner and bottomless wine for only $58.
Yeah? I saw that you went there on the weekend.
I did. I went
there
Saturday night. It's amazing. It's really the best deal in town. You know, you can't go right. You park at the Four Seasons. It's like 20 steps from the valet, and you're at the Four Seasons. And you're at Charlie Palmer's Steak. Again, only $58. Reservations are mandatory. Friday, 1 p.m., join us live from the ladies' room at the world-famous Double Down Saloon. I think Lon Bronson will be joining us this Friday.
Gonna try.
With his trumpet. And for casual dining, check out Rock and Riley's at the Hawaiian Marketplace on Las Vegas Boulevard, across from Aria, where there's always free parking, great Irish food.
We're there sideways.
I'm going to have to fix that. Rock and Riley's, perfect place for your pregame Golden Knights rally. And Lon is also appearing, I think, five or six nights a week, and the Rat Pack is back. At
the Tuscany. Yeah, every night but Sunday, 7:30 show. And if you haven't been in the Tuscany, what a great place.
And joining us in studio, back from important fish business, Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead. How was your weekend?
Hello, hello, hello.
And he doesn't smell today.
I smell much better. I was very...
he took a shower.
Yeah, I made sure that I came in today smelling proper. But yeah, it was crazy coming over here. There's I don't know what they're doing here at the corner of Durango and Flamingo. There's a lot of construction over there, and I continue to say that this town needs a team of traffic engineers to work on these lights, which are the worst in any metropolitan city I've ever lived in.
They're totally out of sync. You're right.
There's no rhyme or reason. Yeah. Time of day, rush hour, weekend, weekday.
No, and I've noticed it's gotten worse as of late, I think.
I agree with you. Mrs. Mayor, if you're listening, please, we love you. Let's get a team of traffic engineers in from New York City, which has one of the best traffic light programs in the country. Not uncommon in New York. If you're driving down one of the avenues, you catch a green, you could take that for a good 20, 25 blocks.
Right.
You know, we need that here. Absolutely. We really do.
To catch a green?
Well, we need to catch a lot of things, but traffic lights need to be timed a little better, different times of day, different volume. Certainly, I'm on the strip all the time, and it seems to be getting worse and worse.
Tom White, Charger fan.
Poor Tom, I'm sorry.
What a day, what a day, what a day that was. I got to tell you.
What a day this has been.
Yeah. I became a fan in the late 70s, and I've experienced a lot of disappointments with the Chargers over the years, but that first half yesterday was top of the list.
Yeah, that was scary.
I got to tell you, as a Patriots fan, I didn't, in my wildest dreams, see that game going that way. I bet the Chargers myself. It's out there.
I was floored. I couldn't even believe it. It was like... You looked at them the week before when they went to Baltimore, and the first two series of the game, they dominated. The defense dominated the Baltimore offense. And this was like it was different guys in the jerseys. Well, it was so disheartening.
I gotta tell you this, Thomas. I think a great man said last week, cold front comes in, Chargers go out.
I don't think it was the weather.
I don't think it was the weather either.
I really don't.
Yep. No. I do. Absolutely.
I think this was a matter.
Who was that great man?
This is a matter.
It was me.
This is a matter of Belichick and Brady at home in January, and I got to tell you, man, even the Patriots looked better than they had looked for the last half of the season.
They looked amazing.
They started running screenplays. Sony Michel was all over the place. All of a sudden, he remembered James White as a receiver. By the way, he had 15 receptions yesterday.
A fantastic game.
Which is what he did in the Super Bowl against the Falcons. I mean, I don't even know where this game plan came from. Josh McDaniels just decided to wake up and start using his weapons. Cordell Patterson, Phil Dorsett, Chris Hogan. Edelman was a stud yesterday.
Everybody but who? What? Who was left
Gronk.
Out? Gronk did nothing.
He's one catch for 25 yards, but...
He's been reduced to just being a decoy.
He's not 100%. He's great in the blocking package. He really does a great job.
Except for the Miami game.
Well, I mean,
come
on.
Which cost us home field.
He shouldn't have been out there. We know that. All right, but that's behind us. The question is now, what Patriots team shows up at Arrowhead next week?
That's a big question, too.
And they're already talking about single-digit numbers for the temperature.
If not below zero.
Correct.
An Arctic front is going to settle on Kansas City this
weekend. Well, right now it's minus -3 and over and under 56.5. Both games are figured high. Rams and Saints are 57.5.
Well, the last time we saw the Rams and Saints, they put up 100. On Monday Night Football.
Right.
That was crazy. Well, how did you do on your picks for over the weekend?
I was actually, I started off terribly and I ended strong. I lost with the Chargers. I lost with the Colts. I barely lost with the Cowboys. But I came back strong with the Eagles, under in the Eagles. And I had teased the Rams and the Saints down to a single digit or less than a field goal. So I sort of ended up right around even on the weekend.
And I didn't ask you last week how you wound up in the Super Contest.
879th out of 3,100. I'll give you an idea of how hard this competition is. I know a guy that finished 40 games over, is that right? 40 games over 500? 40 games over 500, and he wasn't even in the top 50.
Woo. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's tough. I mean, some of those guys were like 76%, 77%.
Not that high.
I think they were. I think there was a couple of guys. The guys that are going to win it.
It's 17 weeks. No, it couldn't be.
Do you know what it is?
It can't be that high.
No.
The Super
he
Contest?
He was 20 games over 500 and ended up like in 40th place, I think.
It's at Westgate. It's $1,500 to get in beginning of the season. You get five picks per week.
No, you have to pick five picks
pick five.
Per
yeah.
week for 17
and you have
weeks.
To beat the spread.
The line comes out on Wednesday at 5 o'clock. It does not change until Sunday.
So really? I thought it comes out Thursday.
No, Wednesday at 5 o'clock it comes out. It doesn't move, so you can actually sit there and watch it if there's weather issues, injury issues until Sunday.
Ooh.
But you have to have your plays in by Saturday morning at 11 a.m., and there's over 3,000 people in it. So,
and it keeps getting bigger, and the prize is like $1.5 million.
A lot can happen between Wednesday and Sunday. That's a tough one.
Injury.
But you have to have your picks in Saturday morning at 11. So even between Saturday morning and Sunday morning, sometimes... Oh, he's a healthy scratch, or came up lame in practice, or we had to put him down.
That sounds like chance is going to be factored into that bit.
I'm glad you're the only one who caught on to that.
I thought that was cute.
Thank you.
Well, so to recap what happened on Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, Kansas City beat the Colts 31-13. They just left him for dead.
Oh, it was
brutal. It was brutal.
Not as bad as the Chargers, but it was a total blow.
It was for me because, you know, I bet on the Colts.
I did too. I really did.
Followed Jeffrey's lead.
I took the points. I took all the points except for the Patriots. I took all the unders except for the Patriots.
I teased the Chargers and Colts and I lost.
You know, I
had one with 10 and one with 11.
No, you got
to. You figure I'm giving the ball to Rivers and Luck. I got, you know, I'm going to be in the game. Wasn't even a game. Wasn't even close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rams 24, Seattle 22. Seattle killed me again. You know, it wasn't the
Seattle
Cowboys. Cowboys.
You're a week behind, my friend.
Seattle.
Yeah,
we're a week behind.
Seattle did terribly this past weekend.
I think the Cowboys may have been able to.
You were just. I think you and I were texting, and the Cowboys were just getting creamed.
No, they weren't at all. Actually, they jumped out ahead early and then sort of kind of hung in there. But listen, I mean, you're on the road. You're in L.A. against a very good team on both sides of the ball.
Well, yeah, but again, I'd say the Cowboys are exactly who we thought they were. They showed up. They had one game plan. Garrett's incapable of shifting or altering anything.
Yeah.
He adjusted nothing. And guess who did? The rookie coach adjusted his ass off. And next thing you know, they're winning.
It was that second quarter that blew them out when the Rams put 17 on the board, because actually the Cowboys outscored them in the second half 15-10.
They couldn't get past being run over physically, mentally, every way you can imagine it. They just got run over by the running game of the Rams, which is pretty amazing that the Rams could run that way.
I got a question for Tom, actually. How does Melvin Gordon, against that Patriots defense, run 9 times for
15 yards?
That's a 1 and a 5. 15 yards.
I wish I could answer that question. The line play on both sides of New England was astounding. I was totally blown away.
They owned the line all day. The O-line was unbelievable.
Where were Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram all game long?
Right.
And then you flip it around and you say the same thing about their defensive line. Why is Melvin Gordon not able to run? Where'd the running game go?
Or why don't they use him as, you know, RPO out of the backfield and you know, a little catch, throw the defense off a little bit for a little.
Do this. You know, do exactly the same thing they were doing.
That
with James
they were
White.
Doing with James White.
Yep.
Correct.
I don't know what. I
and
don't know
Sony
where
Michel
went.
To some extent.
I don't
but
know where that went.
Michelle's looking unbelievable.
Well, again, you know, Belichick being the engineer of genius that he is, he coaches for January.
He's unbelievable.
Everybody always says the same thing, and I'm sure you'll back me up on this. Second, third week of September, everybody's got the shovel out.
Pats
Everyone's
are done.
Putting. Pats are done. Brady's done. He should have retired 2 years ago. Everybody's.
In September.
But the point is that Belichick's got the team coached and ready to rock in January every single year.
It's really amazing, and basically what Belichick did said, we're going to shut down Gordon, and we're going to let Philip try and beat us.
Was it four touchdowns out of 5 possessions in the first half for the Patriots?
Something like that. Well, it was 35-7 at halftime.
The only thing wrong with that philosophy is that it was, I mean, Rivers threw for 330 yards and three touchdowns.
I agree.
He put 28 points up on the board.
I agree.
He just didn't do it in the first half. It was totally a defensive.
It was right. And by the way, a lot of those numbers are throwing from behind in the second half.
Yeah,
right.
All of them are. For this, you know, we were 35-7 at halftime.
Right.
And, you know, we lose by two touchdowns.
Well, what's funny is after the Pats score, he throws that beautiful ball to Keenan Allen, 43 yards.
Yeah.
Broken coverage, like all alone. And that was it. I thought this was going to be, you know, back and forth, slug after slug, and it never came to
fruition. Yeah, my
never
phone blew up then, and all they were saying is shootout, shootout, shootout. And I was thinking, I don't want to play that, but I'm okay.
You
with
will
that.
If you have to, yeah.
Yeah.
I think at the half I sent you a text that said, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I don't
which was the nicest text I had received all day, by the way.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Uh-oh. We're going to take our first commercial break. It was in Vegas nonstop here on 920 The Game. Stay right where you is.
Hey Las Vegas, Millennium Window Tinting on Eastern and Sunset invites you to get out of the sun and have your car, home, and office treated with energy-efficient 3M window tinting. Tinting your windows adds an extra layer of protection from both the sun and from intruders who can't steal what they can't see. Why wait till it's 120 degrees to shield yourself from the blistering heat? Millennium Window Tints offer same-day service and mention Vegas Nonstop for a special offer. Millennium Window Tints, authorized by the 3M Corporation. Schedule window tinting for your car, home, or business at their website, MillenniumTints.com. That's MillenniumTints.com at Sunset and Eastern.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
Amore Taste of Chicago is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out of pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Before you wander off to bed.
Vegas Nonstop here at 9:20 a.m. The game with the Lon Bronson All-Stars appearing next March something. At
March 16th.
And, but that's an original song that we recorded with members of Tower Power called Sin City, about our fair city.
Yes.
Which I would say, you know, to lead into your next segment, I think that'd be a good theme song for the Golden Knickets.
For hockey and porn?
Yeah, Golden
Hockey Connects. And porn. That's our next
Hockey
segment.
Hockey and porn.
Hockey and porn with Heather Vail. So where are the Knights at first before we get into the porn pornorama?
So the Knights are currently on the road, and they're playing tomorrow night in Winterpeg. At what time, Lala?
It's called Winterpeg?
7 p.m., I believe. Yes. Yes. Anyone from Canada knows it's not Winnipeg, it's Winterpeg.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah. So they're playing in Winterpeg tomorrow night. And yes, they've been on the road for the past couple games. We had three games this past week. The first one was at home. So our record...
You beat my Blackhawks, which really aren't my Blackhawks anymore, but...
Yeah.
A?
Yeah, A.
A.
So our record on the last week's games were 2 wins and 1 loss. So on last Tuesday, the New York Rangers were here. We won regulation 4-2. That was our 7th win in a row. That was an awesome streak that unfortunately got broken on the next game. But
like
that
awesome
game,
streaks.
7th win in a row. There was a lot of good plays. That was an awesome game, winning 4-2 against the Rangers. You know, we've always had a little bit of a thing going on with the Rangers. So it's
big
nice.
Big following, right? The New York Rangers have a huge following.
Always, always.
Oh, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, an original six team, wherever they go, their fans travel. It's no different than your Blackhawks, the Canadiens, the Maple Leafs. The
Red Wings.
Red Wings. These are all teams that travel
I'm learning.
Obviously, the Kings travel well. The Penguins fans travel very well.
You know they mate for life?
They do. I've heard that.
Jealous?
They
and they hold hands.
They do? They
penguins,
have hands?
Penguin. Well, they hold flippers, but it looks like
flippers.
They're holding hands. They're
flipper,
really cute.
They called it flipper.
So the hot hockey highlight back for that game, I'm going to give it in period 2, 50 seconds left. Marchessault made a breakaway down the ice. It was pretty sexy. He made it 3-0.
Is that how we're going to get into the next
episode? Oh, yeah.
Is sexy or his goal
yeah.
was sexy?
Oh, damn. That was a sexy breakaway. Yeah. No, it was like anytime you break away from the crowd like that and just take off and get a goal, that's pretty hot.
Yeah. Sexy.
What's coming up? What's the next game?
Well, the next game is Winterpeg. I said
Winterpeg,
that.
Winterpeg, and then after that, when they come back on the 18th or 17th?
Yeah.
Back by here. The way, this is a very big game against Winnipeg. This is a team that they faced in the Western Conference Finals last year. They're tied for 3rd and 4th or 4th and 5th, respectively, with 60 points. So it's going to be a big game tonight to see who gets that 2 points.
Tomorrow night, right?
Did you say tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
Are there any injuries on the Knights that we should know about?
Well,
Patchy already's been in and out all year. Fleury should fake one just so he can get some rest.
Yeah. Isn't the All-Star game coming up too soon?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, he's been named an All-Star.
Okay, so we've got that next game coming up, and then what's the next home game? There's two left in January, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Lala's looking that up, but let's finish the highlights. So on Thursday, the San Jose Sharks were here. We lost to them 3-2.
That's also a big game, another rival.
And there were three guys
going to see.
Three guys named Carlson.
Three
on
guys
the ice
named
at the
Carlson
same
on
time.
The ice. And Jonathan thought that our Carlson went to the Sharks, but they actually have two of their own Carlsons, and none of them are related.
I think it's a good title. Three guys named Carlson.
John, there's four Knights games left in January. The Winnipeg game is the last one on the road, and then we finish out three games at home against Pittsburgh, Minnesota, and Nashville. All three very tough games.
You got to say Minnesota.
Don't you mean Winterpeg?
Winterpeg, Minnesota.
Can we just move on to porn now?
Thank you.
No porn yet.
Come on.
Let's
just move on. So what would be your porn name?
We beat the Chicago Blackhawks 4-3 in overtime. That was a really good game.
So we
got two highlights from that one. First of all, in period 3, Stastny, unassisted, 4 minutes left, brought it into overtime, 3-3. That was his 6th goal of the season. That was pretty hot. But even hotter in overtime, Shea Theodore for the win. So I'm going to give the highlight to him.
Cold steel on cold ice. There's the Blackhawks used to have, that was their slogan, I think. Anyway, we've got the AVN. You've got one more?
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Well, I did have one more, but we'll go to porn.
Let's go right on to part. You know, so the name of the show is Vegas Nonstop, and that's because our lifestyle here is nonstop. We just had the Consumer Electronics Show here with 180,000 people. Traffic was at a gridlock, certainly around my house at Las Vegas Country Club. I couldn't even get out of the gates. It was terrible. But, you know, we talked about inventions last week. Heather had plenty of material about the new inventions, especially for our show on Friday from the ladies' room. We were talking about the new Kohler automatic toilet.
New toilets.
But you can talk to your toilet, and it can play music for you and change the lighting. And we learned that the proper way to sit on the toilet is with your legs up.
Oh, yeah, that's according to Enoch. Yeah.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Well, not completely up. But
he said your feet are supposed to be higher than your butt.
Oh, when you're on the toilet.
Yes.
I knew that.
You're squatting like a caveman squatting in the forest.
Exactly.
How do these guys know this?
Not only that, but there is a device it's that healthier, you can put on your
and you put your feet up there.
Called a squatty.
Actually, a potty squatty.
It's a potty
squatty.
That's where this show is done.
No, that's what comes out.
Funny.
The potty squatty. Now, the next things we have to look forward to here in Vegasville would be the AVN Awards, which start next Thursday, I think it is.
Still at the Hard Rock?
Yeah, still at the Hard Rock.
Well, the Hard Rock is no longer the Hard Rock, apparently.
Well, it's still the Hard Rock.
Yes, for now it is.
Until it becomes
transforming into Virgin.
It'll be the Virgin, and like I said, it'll be the only Virgin in Las Vegas. But AVN is coming next, and one of the games that we were talking about is how what your porn name would be if you take your first pet name and the first street that you lived on. So, Jeffrey with a G, what would be your porn name?
George Dufferin.
That's not
what?
A very good.
Yeah, that's horrible. Good.
You had a dog
never.
Named George?
Yeah, my first dog was named George.
I would never buy a porn.
Why would you name your dog George?
I didn't.
After a dead
he
role.
Was already there when I was born.
I got a good one. I got a very strong one.
Lon Bronson? Long Johnson?
No, Long Johnson's my real porn name.
That's a Jeffrey
calls you. But the pet street thing is Kelly Wheelock.
Kelly Wheelock.
I don't know.
Strong.
I don't know. That's pretty wimpy.
That's got porn written all over it.
No.
Kelly Wheelock? Come on.
If I used my second dog in the second street I lived on, it would be Sidney Wallace.
Again, nothing really great.
You have no future in porn.
That would be the Jewish porn star.
Sidney Wallace.
Exactly.
He watches the porn movies in reverse so he can
you
see
want
the
me
hooker
to put that in my mouth?
Oi.
What's yours, Jonathan?
Mine would be Lucky Clark.
That's good.
And apropos as
We had three dogs named Lucky, and none of them were. None of them were Lucky in Chicago. The apartment that we lived in, they wouldn't let us have a dog, so that was the first Lucky that was gone. Another Lucky got hit by a car, and I don't know what happened. A third one, just natural causes, or somebody put a hit on it. I don't know, one of the two.
I have some unfortunate breaking news in the sporting world.
Who died?
I just saw. Mel Stoudemire.
Oh.
77 years old, former Yankee pitcher and coach, and just all around great baseball guy. Mm-hmm. Mel Stoudemire passed away today.
Aww. Well, thanks for bringing the show right down.
Yeah, well, let's just turn it right around.
Who else died over the weekend?
After the dog deaths.
I've got a hockey porn name for you.
Okay, what is it?
Flurry Pucker.
Flurry Pucker?
What? Your pet's name was
Flurry?
But that
could have been your first pet.
No, this is my hockey porn name.
This is your current.
What about if you did the pet in the street?
Let's just randomly make up anything.
Tom, what was your first pet?
Cokie Trash.
No. Hold on. You lived on a street named Trash?
Street, yes.
You grew up on Trash Street.
That was on the other side of the tracks.
It was.
Trash?
Trash, yeah.
Was that in Lane, Road, Avenue?
It was in Rockville, Connecticut.
They had a street called Trash?
Trash Avenue.
Who would want to live on Trash Street?
Yeah.
Why don't you just call it Garbage Disposal Avenue?
I didn't name it. I just lived there.
Move it on up.
Whoever thought of that obviously wasn't keeping in mind real estate pricing.
I think they were giving us fodder for this game is what they were doing.
Heather, what was your porn name?
Rascal Charles.
I like that. I like Rascal. Not bad. Rascal's
good.
Yeah.
And your significant other's name was?
Oh, he has a good one, too. Kobe Hammer.
Kobe
Hammer.
Kobe Hammer.
We have a winner.
Kobe Hammer. I would buy a porn movie with a star named Kobe Hammer. Seriously.
Now, my
significant others would be Pinky Center.
Pinky Center.
God, come on. That's about
He's
as believable as
up.
Trash Street.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Is that
you
like
just
Pink
lost
Taco?
All credibility,
no come
Tom.
On.
Well, we no longer believe anything that comes out of your mouth.
Yeah, right.
I believe everything.
Pinky Center on Trash Street.
He's an author. He's published.
Oh, yeah. And it's fiction, so that makes sense.
You have to believe everything. So it's coming again to the Hard Rock, if I can use the word coming. And and some of the movie titles, I don't know if I didn't have a chance to print them out, but some of them I thought were very funny. I love the porn title, the parody porn titles. You know, I
did look at them, but I was more focused on the ridiculous
the awards
categories.
Forrest Hump.
Forrest Hump is a good one.
Yeah. Shaving Ryan's privates.
Yeah,
that's got to be the all-time winner.
That's a good one.
A great one.
There's a couple of those.
That's a great one.
No, it's true. I'm not making that up.
No, these are real movies. Yeah. What gets me is how the porn industry even survives when there's so much free porn on the internet. You know, with
I ask that question all the time. It makes no sense to me. Either.
No, I mean, who's
but
buying
it? Is it really free?
Yes.
Don't you,
yeah.
Don't you have to pay?
No.
You get the teasers for free.
Go to Pornhub.
No.
You can pick your category.
Type in whatever you like.
Okay.
Yeah. Pick cosplay.
I know nothing of the subject.
So how do you know that the movies that are up for the awards aren't free porn as well?
I don't.
Maybe they are.
That's my question.
Maybe they are.
Maybe they're not.
I'm sure they're making money from advertising or something. There's always a way to monetize something on the internet that's popular.
Well, I'm sure they want your database somehow.
Yeah,
and they're trying to sell you the camera.
Email.
Trying to get you to go to the cam room.
They want you to click on the other buttons.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, you know all about the cam room.
Yeah.
They're always there.
And I asked
waiting
her that
for
very
you.
Question. I met a performer at AVN last year, and
yes.
I asked her that question. I said, "How do you got? Where's the money now? Everything is so free." She goes, "Oh, there's a ton of money out there.
There is.
Just
yeah.
a ton." And she does very,
from
very
appearances,
well.
From appearances, maybe?
I don't know.
Well, they have their own
there's
celebrities.
There's always upsells, though.
And there's certain stars that are well-known, you know, amongst the...
Jesse Jane.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just like who do we used to have here that was local?
Jenna Jameson.
Yeah. Jenna Jameson was a massive star like 20, 30 years ago.
She's one of the
original
porn
superstars.
Free porn.
Right.
And it didn't hurt that she was married to Tito Ortiz, who's one of the biggest UFC fighters.
Welcome to Porn
Talk.
How
did that happen?
I'm your host, Lucky Clark.
With sidekick Kelly Wheelock.
Kelly Wheelock.
And Rascal Charles.
And drop the hammer.
For the time being, you're listening to Vegas Nonstop here at 9:20 a.m. We're taking another short commercial break. We'll be back with more porn news right after these important messages.
Hey, Las Vegas, Millennium Window Tinting on Eastern and Sunset invites you to get out of the sun and have your car, home, and office treated with energy-efficient 3M window tinting. Tinting your windows adds an extra layer of protection from both the sun and from intruders who can't steal what they can't see. Why wait till it's 120 degrees to shield yourself from the blistering heat? Millennium Window Tints offer same-day service and mention Vegas Nonstop for a special offer. Millennium Window Tints, authorized by the 3M Corporation. Schedule window tinting for your car, home, or business at their website, MillenniumTints.com. That's MillenniumTints.com at Sunset and Eastern.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
Amore Taste of Chicago is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas Nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Hey, everybody, need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, a cool-as-hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks, or just enjoy an icy cold beer. Relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room. Just look for the pink neon.
Scott with Vegas Nonstop, bringing sexy back with our friend Justin Timberlake here at 9:20 a.m. The Game. Yeah, the AVN is coming, not this week, but next week. And then right after that, we go right into Super Bowl, February 3rd. It's going to be Super Bowl. It'll be parties all over. We'll have another 100-something thousand people back in Vegas, and traffic will be all messed up again.
Why would people come to Vegas for the Super Bowl?
Because they can bet.
Oh.
And there's unbelievable parties, and it's an entire weekend of debauchery.
Yes, and we sell more liquor in a 3.1-mile radius than any other place in the world.
It used to have some great...
And cannabis is legal for...
Add weed to the equation.
Yes.
Oh,
and even though they
better.
Turn their face the other way, prostitution is pretty prevalent everywhere. The hotels look at it as an amenity. So, boobs and babes and betting and,
Ganja.
And
booze.
Huh?
And booze. You forgot booze.
Booze, babes.
Ganja.
Ganja is not letter B. Bong would
Bongs,
be letter B.
Yeah.
Buds.
Anyway, here's again what's happening around town. Kelly Clinton Holmes tonight, open mic cabaret bootlegger. Wednesday, composer showcase at the Smith Center. Cabaret Jazz, Las Vegas's cultural center. We're still talking about funny porn name movies. Friday and Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Headliner Frankie Shinta goes back to the South Point Hotel. 7:30 show. Frankie Shinta, buy your tickets now. Charlie Palmer's Steak, Four Seasons for the best insider's fine dining deal. Three-course steak dinner, bottomless wine for only $58. Right after the show, you can join us at Amore Taste of Chicago, where we can do a lot more porn.
Porn and hockey.
Join us Friday live from the ladies' room at the world-famous Double Down Saloon. And that's it. Red Pack is back 5 or 6 nights a week with Lon Bronson.
6 nights a week, every night but Sunday, 7:30 p.m.,
and you play Joey Bishop, right?
I am Joey and Shirley MacLaine both.
Shirley MacLaine. Which lifetime of Shirley
MacLaine? Your costume changes must be unbelievable.
You guys were laughing. Could you repeat the name of the porn movie? Or
which
is it
one?
Just, the one you were just laughing about.
Das Booty was a good one.
Das Booty.
How about Face Invaders?
Face Invaders. How funny is this?
An Inconvenient Tooth.
Yeah, that was the one that you thought was
How about true. Analyze This?
Analyze This.
I like that one.
Being Inside John Malkovich.
Being Inside John Malkovich.
And The Man Who Blew Too Little.
Sunday. Danny Don Gurlitz and the Midget Racer. Shirley Muldowney and her Feminine Fury. Where? US 30 Drag Strip. When? Sunday. Something that did our friend.
I haven't heard you do that in a long, long time.
I know.
He used to do it all the time.
He likes to do it in the bathroom.
Well, who doesn't? Only with my legs elevated.
Yanking
a lady. Pretty lady. Anyway, back to football. NFL.
This went sideways quick.
Sunday, Fox on Fox 12:05 p.m. We've got the Rams versus the Saints. Saints are favored by 3.5 over and under. Last we checked was 57.5 points. I still have to go under when it's at 57.5 points. And then the afternoon game is your Patriots against the Chiefs -3 over and under 56.5. Jeffrey with a G, line one. Go ahead, take it apart.
I mean, I think this is where we're supposed to be in the season. 1-2 versus 1-2. We were just talking off air, Lon and Tom and I, that about 6 weeks ago, I said that New England and KC were going to meet in the AFC Championship game, and I thought that the winner would be predicated on home field advantage. And KC at home in this weather, not that New England has a problem with weather, but I think this is a revenge factor here after the Patriots had beaten KC earlier in the year.
Barely.
By 3 points, 43-40. I mean, this has all the makings of a classic game. Where I think New England may have both an edge and some issues, I love the way Belichick had the D on Gurley and shut him down. And with the Kansas City running game already hurting, I think they could shut down whatever remaining running backs they have, whether it's Damian Williams or whoever plays. Where I think they have a terrible mismatch is with Travis Kelce. This guy is a monster. And the Patriots secondary, you know, whether it's Devin McCourty or any of these other guys, I don't think they can match up with, I don't think anyone can match up with Kelce. He just shreds secondaries. I think we need to be very careful about Travis Kelce.
I think there's a big mismatch, too, with Tyreek Hill. And I could make a really strong argument that Tyreek Hill is the MVP on that Chiefs team. You take him out of that equation, Mahomes has nobody left to throw to like that.
But look what I just said to you when we were off the air. I said, what if I told you that Mahomes is going to throw for less than 300 yards and no touchdowns, and they're still going to win by 3 touchdowns. So Hill's first touchdown was unbelievable, and that is just sheer speed. You can't teach that, and you can't train guys to catch that kind of speed. He's just too fast. But you're not going to play a man-to-man, but in zone coverage, you can limit his ability to break off those 25, 30, 40-yard, you know, yak plays, which
so
is
they,
yard,
they
yards after catch.
So they always say that Belichick takes away your strongest weapon.
I
so
know.
In this instance,
I was thinking
who
about
is
that
it going
to be? I think it has to be Kelce. Well,
I
know.
I would take
the
away.
The problem
Hill.
Is our secondary isn't strong enough to take care of Hill and Kelce, and our pass rush, I don't think, is good enough to get to Mahomes because he just scrambles too well.
I think,
and I don't know how much the weather's going to play a role.
I
mean,
think,
if it's that
I
cold,
I don't think the weather is an issue.
Oh, I do.
It's got to be New England's got to be way more used to playing in the snow than Kansas
not
City.
Not really.
Not.
You'd be surprised.
Really a snow issue. It's a, it's
this
a
is
zero
this
degrees.
Is sheer.
This is,
yeah, freezing.
Cold.
The ball.
Yeah, New England's colder
the
than
ball
Kansas
becomes
City.
A rock. Like, I can't explain it.
We saw that yesterday in the kicking game. In the
and
New
England's
England
not colder than Kansas City.
Charger
it's not?
Game. There were some real kicking right. issues because of the weather. That's the only thing I thought it affected.
And I think it'll affect it in this game, too,
yeah,
which is why
get, you know,
I would lean towards the over under right now, 57, while you can, because I think as the week progresses, this weather becomes a story. You're going to see that fall to 54, 53, which is still a lot of points.
And I hate to say this about the Pats. As you know, I'm a huge, huge Pats fan. But they're not a good road team, number one.
True. They're 8-0 at home.
The weather, I don't think, is really going to be an overwhelming factor on either side. But if I were to give Kansas City any advice, and I can't believe I'm doing this, but
I'm sure.
But it's no
I'm
secret.
Sure Andy Reid, turn your headset off.
Everybody yeah. knows this, though. If you come after Brady yeah. consistently, you
yes.
have success. And the teams that don't, he'll kill you.
And that's why I thought the Chargers were going to get to him this
exactly.
weekend.
Exactly.
I know.
And who looked like the 41-year-old man scrambling around? It was
right.
Rivers.
Rivers. And
barely
by the way, he got some bad calls in that game. I'm sorry. There was a late offsides. He got cracked. They should have called personal foul.
It didn't help him over there whining like a little baby.
But that's always been Phillip Rivers.
Come
he hasn't
on.
Changed who he is. He's been whining since day one. I don't listen. Did you see Brady yelling at the referees at the end of the first half? These guys are both gamers. They want to win. And when you think you've been wronged, you're going to go after the referees.
Right.
But, what's funny about Kansas City is while their defense is terrible as a whole, as a unit, the one good part of their defense is they do have a very good pass rush. If they can get to Brady, they can cause some issues.
I think it's going to be a flip-flop of Week 11, just like you said. I think it's going to be Kansas City by 3. So, unfortunately, you got to wait until the line goes to 3.5 because it's sitting
or
right at 3
it.
Right
you could
now.
Buy it.
Yeah, or you could buy it down.
Spend 10, 15 cents
yeah.
and buy it.
The hook.
By the hook.
But either way, you know, Patriots, if it goes down to 2.5, otherwise,
I think the real play here is the under. Take it now while you can at 57.
At 57.
And if the Patriots come show up with that running game, with that screen game, with Sony Michel and James White out of the backfield, I think that's also another way to, A, offset the pass rush and keep Mahomes and Hill and Kelsey off the field as well and run the clock, which is what I think Belichick's going to try and do.
Okay. One more commercial break. We're going to come back and wrap this baby up. Jonathan Scott, Vegas Nonstop. Stay where you are.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Hey, everybody, need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, a cool-as-hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks or just enjoy an icy cold beer. Relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room. Just look for the pink neon.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Cheap drinks and cheap thrills at the legendary Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road. See the hottest local, national, and international bands where there's never a cover charge. You've heard the stories. You know the legend. Drink, smoke, gamble at the world's most popular punk rock dive. Birthplace of the original bacon martini. Home of the fabled ass juice. Check out what's up at DoubleDownSaloon.com or on the Double Down Saloon app. The Double Down Saloon, where every show is a free show. The Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road, one block south of the Hard Rock Hotel. Shut up and drink!
Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop. I should talk like Barry White. Ooh, baby. Oh, baby. We're back with Vegas Nonstop here
well,
at 920.
Okay, not quite,
game.
But
920.
Good effort. Game.
We can fix it in the mix.
Sexy in the afternoon.
You know the story behind that track, right? I'm sure you do.
No, I don't.
Donna Summer actually supposedly had an orgasm that she recorded, the heavy breathing.
I didn't think she was faking it. I mean, it sounded, always sounded real
well,
to me.
Well, you're used to that.
Yeah. But aren't we all? Aren't we all? What was your
sorry,
name?
That was a slow.
Long
slow
Johnson?
Pitch. Long Johnson.
Long Johnson.
That's what I called him.
No, it was Kelly something.
Yeah, you thought that was his real
name. I know.
Name.
It Kelly. Is my real name.
Long Kelly. Johnson.
By the way, what a great name, Long Johnson.
Long Johnson. Appearing at the Smith Center, Long Johnson.
Sell that show out.
Long Johnson and his all-stars. So, Tom, you're going to Mobile, Alabama for the draft?
No, not for
are
the draft.
Are you just feeling a draft?
Being the draft nerd that I am going to Mobile, Alabama all next week for the Senior Bowl. And we have set up a situation where we'll be treated like assistant coaches.
We're going to be treated like assistant coaches. We'll have access to all the practices. We'll get to meet some of the players. We'll get to meet a lot of the front office people, all of the coaches and stuff, anyone that's there. And a bunch of my friends have been doing this for the last several years, and I get to do it this year, too. So I'll come back with a firsthand report on all of the upcoming draft prospects.
Which reminds me of another porn title that we saw, Hand Solo.
Well, speaking
of firsthand report. The Senior Bowl, this is for players who are 65-plus?
Not quite. It's actually for seniors, seniors.
Here's my question, sir, because I know
that are draft eligible.
I know you follow the college football game so closely with Tyler Murray now making himself available for the draft, with Oakland already drafting him and guaranteeing him money. Where does this young man go? And is he really top five?
That's the biggest question. He's only like 5'10".
Correct.
So, of course, that in itself puts everyone off until you say Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, yada, yada, yada. And if
I don't think
can play
he's as tall as those guys. They say he's more like 5'8".
Yeah. If he can play quarterback, he can play quarterback. It's simple as that.
And here's the thing. They also say that
with... You played football, Jeffrey, and you're not...
I wasn't a quarterback.
And he's not 5'8".
He was a nickel.
No. I'm not.
I'm 5'8", so I know.
I played running back on offense, and I was a safety on defense because I was pretty quick, actually.
What I did hear today is that the Oakland A's were in town negotiating with him, and he said that he expects to be a top 12 draft pick. And he wants the baseball contract to reflect what he could make in the draft as a top 12, which is about $15 million a year.
So we know that baseball players, longevity-wise, can make many, many more million dollars than football players.
Yeah.
However, as a first-round draft pick, you're guaranteed that money. You get that first-round money.
There you go.
So from what I've heard and read, I believe Oakland has offered him $4 million?
Five is what I heard.
Okay.
But... he did declare today, just as I was driving in,
I just saw it.
He said, I'm going into the NFL draft, I'm following my heart. So
now, if he gets drafted, he can still choose between baseball and football, no?
Oh, sure. If you get drafted, you're not
and
forced to play.
And he'll know where he's going in the football in terms of the top 10 in the first round.
Yeah, if he drops to the fourth round, he can just turn around and play baseball.
Some say he's going number one to Arizona.
Who knows? I wouldn't do that if I was Arizona. I wouldn't give up on Rosen that quickly.
I agree.
That would be foolish.
I totally agree with you, especially after paying
foolish.
Him that guaranteed
yeah,
money.
Absolutely.
And
foolish.
He's more quarterback centric.
I would not be surprised to see Arizona trade out of that spot.
Now, is this, do you think, a result of the whole Baker Mayfield phenomenon? The follow up, the follow through about from Oklahoma, same offense. Sorry, Jonathan's waving.
Well, because I saw it. Wasn't today the groundbreaking for Raiders Stadium?
Yes,
today?
In Hendertucky.
Why would they do it there?
The
groundbreaking for what?
The practice facility.
I was going to say, haven't you seen the structure?
Have you seen the building
on Mandalay Bay?
Oh, so the practice facility is going to be in Henderson.
In Henderson, yeah.
There's a full stadium down there right now.
Oh, I don't know. Any baseball news? Anything that's, you know, for preseason starts pretty soon?
Yeah, baseball news. We're talking about Tyler Murray.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought it was listening.
Can we talk about the NFC Championship game?
Yeah, please.
Because this is also a rematch of a regular season game that ended by 3 points with a ton of scoring going on, right? They scored almost 100 points. I think the Saints squeaked that one out.
Yes.
In New Orleans.
Yes, that's why they ended up with the number one seed.
And this game is, again, in New Orleans. What are your thoughts, Tom? How do you see this playing out after seeing what you saw from both teams this
weekend? First of all, I'm glad that it's inside. I'm not a big fan of weather football games. You know, people say, oh, it's tough. It's the way it used to be. No, you can't throw. You can't run. You're slipping all
over
the place.
That's part of the game.
I just as soon see the full skill that appears when you get on a football field. And consequently, I love this. I think at the end of the day that the Saints are going to have, with home field advantage, I think they're going to be really tough to win.
Saints and Pats.
This is good news that
I'm going Rams and KC.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you, superfan, because I think Rams, what I saw them do to the Cowgirls, and I want to say, on air, the Cowgirls were exactly who we thought they were. In any case, I say take the three and a half points. Rams, 3.5 points, lock.
I was surprised to see Jerry Jones here in town over the weekend having lunch.
Why?
Well,
I didn't know he actually consumed food. I thought it was just pure negative energy.
I sent Long Johnson here a note, and he called him the evil empire. The evil emperor. Yeah, anyway. We're going to be in Amore Taste of Chicago on Durango between Flamingo and Twain right after the show. You're welcome to join us. And I want to thank Long Johnson over here, Lon Bronson, who's in the Red Pack, is back at the Tuscany. Superfan Tom White, author Tom White, photojournalist Heather Vale, and of course Jeffrey with the G Line One. Go ahead, my partner in arms here. Thanks to all the sponsors.
1 minute left in the period.
Oh, I thought
minute.
We were done. done. I thought we were done. You said 90 seconds.
You got 60, my man.
We got 1 minute left.
Stretch.
Tell the duck joke. Tell the duck joke.
I can't tell that.
Yeah, tell the duck joke.
Which one? Two lions were eating a clown. One said to the other one, does this taste funny to you? The other duck joke is when he goes to a delicatessen. She says, I'd like a Long Island duck, please. And the butcher goes to bed, comes out, gives the lady a duck. She spreads the duck's legs, put her fingers up the duck's butt, swirls around, smells it, says, this isn't a Long Island duck. It's a Rhode Island duck. I told you I want a Long Island duck, please. Butcher goes back in, comes out with another duck, same thing. She puts her finger up the duck's butt, swirls it around, says, that's a Connecticut duck. I told you one more time. He comes back with another duck, swirls around. She says, that's a Long Island duck. I'll take it. He says, great. She says, I've been here for years. Are you new in town? He says, yeah. He says, where are you from? He turns around, drops his pants, and says, you tell me, lady.
Safe.
Go to VegasNonstop.com. More VegasNonstop.com. iTunes and everything else. Eat well, party hard, my friends.
Bye.
Safe at home.
Peace out.